Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled, and we are starting about the fourth line with the words of Rav Baba Shem Rav Chana and Vilna Rosh Daf. It's on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Zahar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now, of course, we're discussing whether or not something heavy is allowed to be moved on Shabbos because of mukta issues. We had brought a brayso discussing whether a heavy thing is allowed to be dragged across the floor on Shabbos because maybe it's going to make a ditch, a charitz. And Rav Shimon said it's mutter because the Davar Shem is Chavin. One doesn't intend to make this ditch. So we continue. Rav Baba Shem Rav Chana and Rav Chagai says B'shem Rav Zeira, and Rav Yosi says B'shem Rav Ila, Madin Chacham Rav Shemin, the Chacham agreed Rav Shemin, B'kisei Shrag M'shukais Batit, that if a chair had its legs sunken into liquidy mud, Shemot L'Tatloi, one is allowed to take it out, and K'mad Tamer Mot L'Tatloi, with Chavasam Mot L'Achziroi, the same way it's allowed to be taken out, it's also allowed to be put back in, because there's no issue of Bain and Saisar, it's not like he's making a hole over here, or ruining the hole when he takes it out, because since his mud is so liquidy, it just collapses on its own, it's not like he's making a ditch or a hole. Now, Amar Rav Yosi says, Afanai Tanin, we actually learned that in the Mishnah as well. We have a Mishnah in regards to taking out vegetables that were placed in the ground. Not that they're growing in the ground, but there was a hole dug in the ground and there's some vegetables there, and now he's going to take them out. The Mishnah says, Nital and B'Shabbos are allowed to be removed on Shabbos, and that's even though the hole is going to collapse. And it's not a problem of Saisa, so there's no issue over there. It's because there's soft dirt. So we see this is Shitas Chamim. However, Amar Bias Rabbon, Rabbi Rabbon says, Drip Shimon, he, that's not a Raya. That Mishnah's Rab Shimon. And Amar Bias Rabbon, he tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain. We have a Mishnah that tells us the same thing, called Kalim Ein Negram, Chutzman Agala, Mneshi Kaveshes, that all Kalim are not allowed to be dragged across the ground on Shabbos, except for an agala, a wagon, because it presses the dirt down and it doesn't make a ditch. But other things that will make a ditch are going to be usur. So we see that Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara goes back to talk about a sulam. At the end of the previous Amud, we were talking about different types of ladders, if it has three rungs or more, and whether or not it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. So now we're going to have three different opinions of why this ladder case was brought. So Rav Chonis is Rishim Rebbe, La'inyan Shabbos is Amris. That ladder case was brought in regards to Shabbos. As we had explained, if the ladder is three rungs or less, it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Whereas if it's more than three rungs, it's meant to be permanent. So that means it's mukta and it's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Whereas Chizkia says, "B'shem the base Rabbi Yanai le'in chazaka sisamris." This is said in regards to chazaka. In Maseches Baal Basra, we discuss if a person has something or is using something for 3 years, that's considered chazaka. It's his, and he doesn't have to prove that it's his or that he's allowed to use it in such a manner. And that's what this halacha was said in regards to. If a person has a ladder leaning against his friend's wall for 3 years and his friend didn't make a macha, so if it's a ladder that's three rungs or less, that's not something you make a chazaka on because people aren't makbid about that. But if it's a ladder of three rungs or more, that's something one would make a macha about, and if he doesn't do so for 3 years, then the other guy has a chazaka. Or Rabbi Yosi says, "Mishum de Rabbi Yanai le'inyan tuma es amris." This is in regards to tuma. A ladder which is three rungs or less is able to be used as a chair, and that means it has a din as such. Therefore, if a zav sits on it or steps on it, it's going to become tamei midras. But if it's more than three rungs, then it's not meant to be used as a chair, and therefore it cannot become tamei midras. We continue. Rav Acha Bar Chanina quotes Rabbi Yosi, who says, "B'shem Rabbi Yechonon, menorah katana motel l'taltola." One is allowed to move around a small menorah, small lamp on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, V'loi Kalihu, isn't just considered regular Kali, V'loi Kal Masha Obayas Min HaMuchanhu, isn't everything inside a house considered Muchan? All Kalim in the house are considered Muchan, they're officially in a prepared state, and they should be allowed to be moved. Why does Rabbi Yechon feel the necessity to tell us this din? So Rabbi Yosi Rabbon, he answers, Tifter, we can explain as follows, Shalach Ha'ima L'Schayra, it's referring to where he had taken this Menorah, and he intended to sell it, not use it, and therefore you might think that it's Mukta, Ay Shabbos Erev Shabbos Chashecha, or that it came to the house Erev Shabbos as it got dark, and it wasn't there before Shabbos, so you might think it's not considered minamuchan, v'loi Shabbos minaklum, and we didn't hear anything about these cases. That's what Rabbi Yechonon says, even in such situations, he's allowed to move it around. And moving on to halacha ches, the last halacha in the perek, the Mishnah tells us, noisen kli tachas aner l'kalu nitzaitzais, one is allowed to place a kli underneath a lamp in order to catch the sparks that are flying out of it, v'loi yitein osech hamayim, but he's not allowed to put water in it, meshu mechabe, because that causes the sparks to be extinguished as they fall into the kli. So I think more as, hachatamar, over here you say, noisen kli tachas aner l'kalu nitzaitzais, that's a proper gear. So the one is allowed to place a kli underneath the nair in order to catch the sparks, but he can't put water in it because it extinguishes the sparks. But over here you say, meaning we said previously, that that's a proper gear. So one isn't allowed to put a kli underneath the nair to catch the oil that's dripping out. Well, what's the difference between these two cases? And the answer is, in the previous case about the kli catching the oil, he needs the oil. And we explained over there that that's called bitul kli mechanai. Since the oil is mukta, the moment it falls into the kli, now the kli is not allowed to be moved anymore, and you can't be mavato a kli from its prepared state. But over here, he doesn't need the sparks, he just wants to make sure that nothing catches on fire, and therefore it's not considered bitul kli meyachanai, and he's allowed to do so. We continue explaining the Mishnah, he's not allowed to put water into it, because that causes the sparks to be extinguished when it falls inside. Now Rav Shmuel says, B'shem Rav Ze'era, Rav Yaisi hi. It seems to be that our Mishnah is Rav Yaisi. There's machlokas later on in the Masechta about if there's a fire that broke out on Shabbos lo yaleinu, and it's not because of nefesh, so one can't extinguish it directly. What is he able to do? So according to the Chachamim, one of the options is filling up new kelim with water, and when the fire hits these new earthenware kelim, since they're not strong enough, they're going to crack due to the heat, and the water is going to spill out, extinguishing the fire. But Rabbi Yossi says one is not allowed to. That's called gram kibui. He's causing something to be extinguished. It's indirect, but it's still causing it, and it's usher, as it seems to be that our Mishnah's Rabbi Yossi. The gram kibui is usher. That's why I can't put water inside the kli to have the sparks get extinguished as they fly inside. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi that Myra says, Savrina Meimar, I wanted to say, Mapligin Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, what's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon over there? That's only b'sha'asa mechitza shal kelim, when he made a mechitza of kelim, like we just explained. Avalom asa mechitza shal mayim, loy. But if he made a mechitza directly of water, for example, he poured water on the floor, and then once the fire comes to the water, it's going to get extinguished, there's no machlokes, and even the Rabbanon would answer that. However, lam da'anu abez on top, min ma'adamai Rab Shmuel b'shem Rab Ze'era, Rabbi Yossi he, from that which Rab Shmuel said b'shem Rab Ze'era, that our Mishnah's Rabbi Yossi, hada amr that tells us, afilu asa mechitza shal mayim, hi ha-machlokes, that even if a mechitza of water was made, the machlokes is over there as well, the Chacham allow that, and Rabbi Yossi does not, and so we see that Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibui as usher in all cases, whereas Chacham would hold the gram kibui as mutter in all scenarios, even if it's more of a direct case. Hajalach parakira, mazlor finishing the third parak of Masechet Shabbos, just like we zechah finished this parak together, we should be zechah to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Rishalmi together. And moving right on to the fourth parak, we're going to be discussing Hatmana. So we had already mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, but here we're going to be getting involved in a much more detailed discussion, so let's just review. Hatmana literally means to hide, like to be matman something, or a matman is a treasure. However, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it's translated as insulating. Namely, Hatmana is insulating food. And the basic idea is that no being matman on Shabbos, yes being matman Erev Shabbos, and even though we are allowed to be matman Erev Shabbos, that's only in a davar she'eino ma'asev hevel. It doesn't increase the heat of the food, but if it's a davar ma'asev hevel, it increases the heat, so then one is not allowed to be matman in it. So Mishnah begins, ba'met toimnin uvama ein toimnin. What is one allowed to be matman in, and what is one not allowed to be matman in? Ein toimnin, lo be'gefes, one is not allowed to be matman in gefes. We've had this previously. This is leftover olives or sesame seeds after they were pressed into oil. V'loy b'zevel, not in manure, fertilizer. V'loy b'melch, not in salt. V'loy b'sid, not with lime. V'loy b'choil, not with sand. And this is bein lach and bein yevashin, whether these things are moist or dry, because they are ma'asev hevel. They increase the heat of the food inside. V'loy b'teven, not with straw. V'loy b'meichin, not with soft tufts of stuff. For example, cotton or wool. V'loy b'zugin, not with leftover grape stuff. V'loy b'hasavim, not with grasses. This is only, however, b'zman shein lachin, if they're moist. Aval toimnu b'hen k'shein yevashin, one is allowed to do atman in them if they're dry. The mission continues, toimnu b'ksusu b'peiros b'chan feyoyna, one is allowed to be toimnu l'chatchila in clothing, in produce, in kan feyoyna, which literally means dove's wings, but it's referring to feathers, uvin arishal pishton, and flax combings, uvin arishal charashin daka, and in sawdust, as long as it's fine, it's very thin, whereas Rabbi Yehuda oiser b'daka u'matar b'gasa, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow if it's fine, and he allows if it's thicker. So Gemara says, v'matoimnu v'ma'intoimnu v'chulu, and here's the explanation why one is not allowed to be taimin in a davar shemaisev hevel, lefisha advarm halalu roischin, umar sichin, since these things are hot and they increase the heat of that which is inside, therefore on Shabbos he might realize that his food is a little too hot, vahu naitlon, he's going to take his food out on Shabbos, vahin tashal esech yadai, and they're going to cool off in his hand because he doesn't want it to be so hot, and then what's he going to do? Umachziron, he's going to put his food back inside these things that they were just nitman in, vahin maisifin rsicha, now that he is going to increase because these are davar hamaisev hevel, lefikach asu litman behen, therefore Chazal asked to be matman in them. And this would be the issue of Hatmana on Shabbos, because once he took it out, he can't put it back in. That's starting a fresh Hatmana on Shabbos, which is problematic. And therefore, again, no being taimin in this davar ha-maisev hevel, because he might end up taking it out and then putting it back in. Now, who's our Mishnah like? Uchrabloz ben Azariah. So, Uchrabloz ben Azariah, Uchrabloz ben Azariah, Omer, he tells us, Kupa, when we have this box, matal tzida v'naitel, he has to tilt it to the side and then take out. This is referring to where a person has a box. Inside, he puts some muchin, some soft tufts of things, and then he made a groove or an indentation for his pot, and he did atmana like that, which is perfectly fine. Now it's Shabbos, and he wants to take his food out. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, don't take the pot out of where it is, because the muchen might collapse. He's going to want to put his pot back in, and he's going to end up moving it, and it's mukta, and that's a big problem. Therefore, he should just tilt the entire box with the pot still inside and take the food out that way. And since we see from here that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the one that's worried, then he might end up putting his pot back in. Therefore, it must be that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. However, Rabban and Taman, according to Rabban over there, Dinun Amin im Haisa Yaira Mutter, who hold that one is allowed to take their pot out of this box that it's Nitman in, and they're not afraid that he's going to end up moving the Muchen around, he's going to put it back in, so therefore our Mishnah would be permitted as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Hatmana. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.